The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And we're back at 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, March 27, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, we have all the political tit-for-tat that we have been talking about in this last hour. All the controversies surrounding President Trump. See, he's got more problems than just Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. He's got Georgia. See, because when all this stuff was coming down in 2020, he just couldn't stay off the phone. No, he had to call all his buddies and try and rally the troops, and see, that's what they're going after him for, whether he interfered in the elections. We just, you know, as long as, I mean, the whole time he was running, they were going after him. The whole time he was in office, they went after him. I mean, he just doesn't, I mean, as long as these woke liberals are out there, he doesn't have a prayer in hell of having a solid 4 years of anything. In fact, I think they'll attack anybody that runs on the Republican ticket. There have been those who have surmised that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida would be a great president. A lot of them have accused him of not having any foreign policy experience. You know, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. We have a website called readyforron.com. Yep, believe it or not, it's out there. And of course, we have the former state chairman of the Colorado GOP. That would be the Republican Party, Steve House. Calls himself a campaign surrogate. What in the heck is that, Steve?
That's when people ask you, Dave, to stand in for the candidate or for somebody on the candidate's team and talk about issues or the candidate themselves. So surrogate's kind of a funny word. I laugh at the same time.
I know. I'm sure you did. I'm just, you know, we're all of my listeners here, and a lot of them probably are over 65. That would make up a majority of the population that our United States government has been trying to kill ever since the jab came out and the Donald patted himself on the back for Operation Warp Speed and hasn't walked back on any of that. 220 million people plus have taken the jab, and they're all looking at DeSantis going, well, Ron, you responded to this. You said, hey, you know what? We're not locking down anymore. I lived in the state of Florida during this whole thing, Steve. So, you know, I was there. I was boots on the ground. I had my media credential, and I had Department of Homeland Security paperwork that allowed me to travel when nobody else could, unless it was for an emergency. So, you know, what are the biggest criticisms right now? I think everybody is going, why doesn't Ron just announce he's going to run?
I think that the primary reason, by the way, COVID is near and dear to my heart. I do a radio show in Denver every week on COVID with some doctors. I was on a task force, so we can talk about that sometime too.
Cool.
I think the issue with Governor DeSantis is there's a bunch of stuff going on in Florida he needs to deal with right now. I think it's important for him to tell people, and I'm a huge fan of the Constitution, which in my mind means you have to have strong states. And he's running a strong, important state as a strong governor, much like Abbott in Texas and a few others out there. You've got to focus on state legislative priorities. You've got to let people know that you are doing the job you were elected to do and that you're not thinking about the next job. I think there's a right time to get into a presidential race. Before you know it, we're going to have presidential races starting the moment the previous one was over. It's long as it is, so I'm happy he's taking time to make the right decision.
Me too. The thing is that, you know, and I got to take issue with something you did say about Abbott. Abbott is not doing a good job in the state of Texas. You ask any Texan person what Abbott is doing, and he's sitting on his thumb. Of course, I guess that's a bad choice of words because he can't stand up and walk around. But the thing is you've got so many D.C. wannabes out there that they're getting in the way of the state being able to function properly. And DeSantis has done a lot to try to stop and sent messages to other blue states who claim themselves to be sanctuaries by sending illegal immigrants to those places to show these blue states that you people are hypocrites, especially Martha's Vineyard, which you came under fire for. And I get it. I like Ron. I really do. He's better than that other guy that used to be governor. You know, the bald guy that I use a phallic symbol as a term with ears, who said during Hurricane Irma, the storm surge will kill you. Run! And turned I-75 into a parking lot. So, you know, when you have governors like this that can't think straight, why are they in Congress? Why are they senators? I don't get it. You know, I love the fact that Ron is doing what Ron is doing for Florida. And I agree, as if I was to look at like Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis, I would vote for that team if they decided to run, because both of them have a good head on their shoulders. And that's the kind of ticket that I would support rather than a Biden-Harris ticket any day of the week. But Abbott, I can't see where, you know, he has the power to tell Biden, Mayorkas, and all these other people to stop it. He has the power to, we have three different armed forces. We got the Air Army National Guard, the National Guard, and the State Guard. He could send all of them to the border. They could erect a wall. They could turn back the cartels. They literally could shut down the entire Texas border and tell the Border Patrol, sorry, guys, go home. If you don't go home, you're going to be arrested. He literally could put his foot down, but Abbott is not doing that. We're spending all our time sitting here enforcing federal mandates, taxing the people of Texas into oblivion, and all that money Texas doesn't see coming back. We're spending all this money that Texas pays out to D.C. to enforce D.C. mandates. And when you have a governor that's allowing that to happen, I'm sorry, I can't get on the same page with Abbott. I'm sorry, can't do it. But you got a better argument, Steve.
I think there's... Now, you know, there's a lot of truth to what you're saying regarding that. I mean, my point is you need to have governors that are strong, and I clearly want Republican governors. You know, maybe that example isn't exactly the same as Ron DeSantis in Florida, but that's why we're talking about him as a potential presidential candidate. I agree. I mean, there's no reason why a state governor shouldn't take complete control of everything that goes on within their state. I think the Constitution allows that. Other than raising maybe their own military, but I think that they really do need to be strong. That's what we've suffered under this federal structure for too long, because we've had too many weak governors in this country.
Okay, so as a campaign surrogate, speaking for readyforron.com, you obviously have, you met with Ron DeSantis, right?
Quite some time ago, yes. I mean, I've talked to people around him on a more regular basis.
Okay, so you basically, if anybody was going to know that he was running, you would know before they announce it in the media that he's going to run. Would that be an accurate statement?
I would hope so. I mean, I would hope I would get that information.
Yeah, I would hope you would, too, because that kind of defeats the purpose of you being on the show. I would think that, you know, people go, well, Steve House, he's got the inside track here. He knows what's going on. See, I like having these frank conversations, because a lot of people in Florida are going, please, Ron, don't run. You just stay right here. You're doing such a great job here. We love you. And I mean, if you look at the stats down in South Florida, which is predominantly Democrat, and him blowing out Charlie Crist by 20 points, I'm like, dude, doesn't this tell you something? I mean, haven't you looked at the stats? His committee certainly has had to weigh in on that, right? Knowing this.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if you look at what the Ready for Ron group is really doing, is it's really creating an environment where if he does choose to run, he can win. I mean, four states, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, those electoral college votes would have made Donald Trump president had he won those four officially. It was less than 77,000 votes. So, you know, a group like Ready for Ron goes out and says, all right, how do I get access to win in places I have to win the actual presidency well in advance, because the people who are volunteering to put their names on these lists are people who say, look, if the guy runs, I'm in, I want to help him. You know, likely most of those folks are Republicans who are going to help whichever the Republican candidate is, but you can't sit around waiting until we get to election year or election month or election day to have preparations be done to be able to overcome that deficit and or make sure that we win this time.
Well, see, and the thing is, too, because we were talking about COVID at the beginning of the show, and this is going to be a big thing because people are looking at him and what he did versus what all these other state governors did. Abbott kept the state of Texas locked down way longer than DeSantis did. And DeSantis, I think, you know, was not afraid to admit, which Trump won't do. Trump will not walk back on any of this stuff. It's all been about dig me. I did Operation Warp Speed. Dig me. And I did all this. And yeah. And everybody is like, okay, did you know? I talked to doctors over the weekend, like Dr. Brian Artis, who you may be familiar with, that he said, look, Trump, he knows more than you think he did. And he's not willing to admit it or walk back on it, which tells me that he's part of it. You know, what's to make us believe that Ron is not part of this? Trump promised to drain the swamp. He didn't do it. He put Bill Barr in charge, and that is the swamp. I mean, so how are we to fix this? How's Ron, if Ron runs, how's he going to fix the swamp? How's he going to get rid of it? Because we've got all these bureaucrats making decisions that affect our lives, like trying to steal our gas stoves. I mean, how the hell are we supposed to live if we keep putting these people in power that keep wanting to take away our rights?
I think that's one of the keys, right? And you have to pick the right people to be around you. I mean, one of the things we've seen in the Biden administration is just really poor choices in the cabinet and policy process and what they're going through. I couldn't agree with you more on the COVID piece because, you know, somebody had to fight back against this. The vaccines don't work. In fact, I was watching NCAA basketball yesterday, and I still see ads for people, you know, like, celebrities suggesting you need to get another booster for Omicron, when in fact we have a virus that's, you know, got a death rate of a tenth of 1%, and the vaccines are probably worse than that when it gets right down to it. So that people do need to push back, and I do wish that, you know, President Trump would push back. But I also think that, you know, DeSantis has created at least a concept for how he would push back on many of the things that the federal government does. Donald Trump did a lot of things policy-wise that I agree with. I think he did a lot of things that show you can't fight the swamp. But I remember a conversation I had with him once, and I said, how long do you fight the media? And he said, 8 years. I said, is it going to take that long? He said, no, it's going to take a lot longer, but that's all I'm going to have. You've got to have people who are willing to stand up to the crap that's being put out, you know, from a media that isn't interested in the truth as much as you may be.
Yeah, Steve, I was throwing some stuff out with my wife over coffee yesterday, and we're talking about, well, you know, how would it be if you had a Republican candidate come in and they all of a sudden turned into Volodymyr Zelensky and did everything that Zelensky did in Ukraine here in the United States? Now, here's a classic example of an ultra right-wing authoritarian dictator who has rounded up media, rounded up Christians, rounded up journalists, and they disappear. And see, what is to stop a president from coming in, declaring martial law, and rounding up all the dissidents and executing them in the public square, and then turning off the martial law switch and going, okay, we can all be free now? I mean, that's exactly the behavior Zelensky does, which goes to the old, you know, and I'm like, I know that's really going out there. That's really a reach. We both agreed that that's really a reach. But I said, the thing is that you got both sides, left and right, that want control. And the whole idea is they must think that we, the people, are stupid and don't know how to govern our own lives. And, you know, we've catered to this woke mentality. I mean, I'm just curious as to how, and I know you know because you've talked to enough people close to Ron, how's he going to fight this woke mentality?
I think you got to keep standing. By the way, you don't necessarily have to round the media up. What you do have to do, though, is if you had the ability, you could artfully get social media to block the opinions of people that you didn't really agree with, and that would really limit the amount of information that was flowing through to the people of America to make decisions. I agree. I think the people in Washington and a lot of politicians view the people as being uninformed or too stupid to care, or, you know, we can say anything we want. You have to have a constant, consistent message, and I think that's what Governor DeSantis does well. He stands up and he says the same things. It's consistent, and quite frankly, when you get results, there's a lot of people I know who live in Florida, who love living in Florida, who said the same thing you do. I want him to be my governor, not a president right now, because I love the way life in Florida is. But at the same time, the nation would benefit, I think, in at least having the conversation about why this governor has been so successful in Florida. It's constant and consistent feedback on what it is you believe in that makes the difference in the media. And I think you can't trip somebody up who believes something that is so solid the way he does. And I think that's why he's doing well so far.
Well, you know, the big thing about the Reedy Creek Improvement District project, I mean, that was a huge kill for Ron DeSantis as far as shutting down Disney, because Disney stuck its nose in places it shouldn't have been with the don't say gay comment. This is part of the woke things I know that DeSantis has done for the state of Florida. But the problem is now, you know, Florida is being infiltrated with illegal aliens, the police blotter. Every week I'm reading a police blotter in Florida going, my God, it's turning out not to be a very safe place. And then you got guys, because I am still a member of, an active member. And for those of you out there that don't understand it, you're looking at your TV screen right now. You see these right here? I'm going to hold them up to the screen. It says honorary member, Florida Sheriff's Association. And you see, there's one guy down there I really like, and that's Grady Judd. He was the one that said, look, if Antifa kicks in your front door, blow him away. So, you know, the thing is, sometimes in order to have peace, you have to have an iron fist. And there's just, I'm sorry, liberals, you can't understand any of this conversation because, you know, you're looking at anarchy. You're looking at Antifa. They're just allowed to come in here and riot and burn things down and smash windows and buildings. And, you know, I mean, they tried to do it in Tampa. You know, the bigger problem is, you know, in Miami and in places like that, when you don't have social control, and you're talking about, you know, regulating social media, I agree it should be regulated. But I mean, there's a point in time where freedom of speech, we hit that wall. And it's like, wait a minute, you can't take away somebody else's right to protest. And see, the thing is total control under Orwellian principle would mean not only taking away their right to protest, right to assemble, but you got to stop speech. And if you can do that, which is what the Biden administration is trying to do right now, that's when the killing starts.
No doubt about it. I mean, if you haven't woken up since Elon Musk took over Twitter and started to discover what was really happening, then you're going to be a sheep that gets slaughtered out there and what happens in the future of America. People have to stand up. They have to start asking and demanding for things. I don't know why we pay our taxes at times, Dave, because what are we getting for it? I mean, we're just getting this lousy government out of the federal government. It's amazing. And Biden will say, if you don't pay your taxes, you're being reckless and, you know, whatever. I'm like, well, you're so reckless with my money. People have to stand up. And I think that's where strong leadership is important. You know, Ron DeSantis, you mentioned Kristi Noem. I've met Governor Noem before as well. There's some really strong people out there. We just need them to move forward and take us in a direction that's constitutionally structured and that supports the idea that there's a moral basis for how we need to operate in this country. And right now we're off that by a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad that Ron, the way he reacted when Trump started calling him names, Ron DeSanctimonious and Tiny D, and he cried when he asked for my endorsement. I'm like, oh, come on, Donald, really? And people are going, well, I think the Trump DeSantis ticket. And I'm like, nope, never happened.
No.
Is there something? I mean, I was going to ask you, there's something that we don't know behind the scenes going on where all of a sudden we're going to see Don and Ron on the ticket. I don't see it happening.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody asked me for a comparison historically, and I said, you know, when Ronald Reagan picked George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, you had two guys who had eyes on the presidency, and, you know, that relationship was okay. Rarely do you get it this way. Both of these guys are too much of a front person to pick the other one in a VP scenario. I don't see that happening. I mean, I could be wrong, but I certainly don't see that happening. I think the most important part is we get a leader who will push back on how far left we've gone in this last 2 years, and they have to push back harder than anybody's ever done before.
Well, they do, and part of my whole concern here is how they're going to prevent these blue states from cheating. And I mean, this is, seems to be, I mean, it happened in Georgia too. We've got to stop this ballot stuffing. We've got to, I mean, a lot of states have dropped out of ERIC, which is this electronic, you know, registration nonsense. Florida has taken a key position in passing legislation that will stop a lot of election fraud. In fact, they're prosecuting it more than in most any other states. I know Arizona's got a couple of cases pending right now. And of course, the phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. One of our regular callers, Mike in Alaska. You're on the horn with Steve House. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, David, and good morning, Steve. You guys, reality is, I don't think we have a governor in the entire United States worth of crap. Excuse my French. But DeSantis, he threw Trump under the bus. He was vax happy. He locked down. Trump was not a politician. He was a Democrat most of his life. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. What he did was to expose the one world government corruption as we know it today. So he's done so much good, but he is stubborn, and he listened to Jared Kushner, who is a creepy Illuminati, and you can go on the internet and you can join the Illuminati. I'll just Google under how do I sell my soul to the devil, and the Illuminati pops up, and you would not believe the people that are in Illuminati. These governors, DeSantis, how come he doesn't ship out, Steve, any more illegals to New York? Why did he stop that? Abbott, too. Abbott's a chump. You got Spencer Cox up in Utah. He's a woke governor. He's Republican. You got Mike Dunleavy up here in Alaska. He's vax happy. You got Lombardo in Nevada, Republican, who was in on the conspiracy on Mandalay Bay. He still will not release any information on that. You got Gianforte in Montana, who's a bum. You got Burgum in North Dakota, who just allowed digital dollars to be transacted in that state. He's all for the digital dollar, ESG. He's a bum in carbon sequestration. These guys are all bums. So right
okay,
now,
so
in my
Mike.
Opinion...
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
The only person right now that deserves a presidency who's going to get anything done that I trust, I don't trust any of them, but the one I trust the most, per se, is Trump. I don't trust DeSantis either because what he just said about Trump, DeSantis needs to stand down and let Trump get his 4 years. They stole those 4 years from him. He deserves his 4 years, and I think he's learned his lesson. I think he's going to come back with a vengeance.
Mike,
and he's going to kick some butt.
Mike, you know what? I hope that he puts you in as his sidekick in draining the swamp, because you probably would do a damn good job of draining the swamp. We got to stop. I mean, this idea that Roy and Rand Paul, Chip Roy from Texas and Rand Paul have come up with, they want to split the NIH into three separate. I am like, oh, come on. Really, you guys? This is BS. I can't use the word because we obviously have the FCC here, but you know, I think your other alternative word is caca. And so, you know, here's the big thing. I have a real problem with a lot of the transparency in government. And the only problem I got with Trump is he won't walk back all the garbage that was fed to him and say, look, we have a real problem here. I was lied to, or I knew. I mean, if you're going to have a transparent government, and I understand, you know, once a Trumper, I get it. But the problem is with this is that he won't walk back on the truth about what happened during COVID. And that's, you got 220 million people, Mike, you got 220 million people that went out and got the jab based on his word and patting himself on the back, thinking he was a wonderful guy. And he did
again,
this. And,
though,
you know, come on.
But David, I, number one, don't trust any numbers you get from the government. I don't believe it.
Thank you.
I don't believe anything.
I don't either.
I don't believe any numbers. I don't believe the unemployment numbers. I don't believe a darn thing from this scumbag washing scum. I call it washing scum DC. I don't trust anything they say. They're all full of crap. I'll bet you only 50 to 70 million people max got the vax. And why do you think they stopped putting obituary? Why the people died in obituaries? You cannot find the cause of death. In the last 2 years, I've seen one cause of death in the obituaries. That's it. And they won't print it anymore.
But
I don't trust anything.
I know.
And look what Trump did. Trump put in swampers. He put in Barr. He's got Ray in there. I begged him. Why didn't he keep Matt Whitaker in there running the FBI? There's a problem there. Yes.
Yeah, that would have been good. Matt Whitaker's a good guy. All right,
yeah,
so
I appreciate the comment. But I think he's gonna get revenge, though. I really do.
Well, yeah. Well, it remains to be seen. You know, ye shall know them by their fruits. We appreciate your call, Mike. Steve House, now that you've heard that, what's your comeback?
I think anybody in America that's got any reasonable perspective on, you know, what needs to make this country work would say to you, as I agree, I wish Donald Trump were president right now. There's no question in my mind we would be better off if he were president right now. The question, though, is, you know, can we have a spirited debate, an adult-level debate between candidates? I mean, there's going to be more people than Donald Trump that run for president. We already got Nikki Haley. We'll get, you know, a fair number of others. I'd like to see us have a great debate about what we've got to do next. yes, anybody who takes the mantle of the presidency now, with the way the media is, with the way Washington is itself, is going to have to be strong, really, really tough. And we obviously saw that from Donald Trump. I'm in favor, though, of having a great debate about where we go next. And I'd like to see DeSantis be part of that debate. If Trump wins the primary, you know, great, let's go get him elected president. If, you know, DeSantis wins the primary, if he runs, and I don't know for a fact if he's going to run or not, but if he does, I'd like to see that debate be a good, healthy debate. We can't continue to be in the swamp ourselves on the Republican side of the House with the way we talk to each other. And I like Donald Trump. I was a state chairman when he got elected. I spent some one-on-one time with him. I like a lot of things about what he said. I just think it's important right now that we have a really robust debate about it. And I agree with you, Mike. I really wish he were president today. I think we'd be a lot farther forward than we are.
Well, I mean, at least a running mate. I mean, he's got some great ideas. And the thing is that he and other people that call this show have been on the front lines fighting a lot of this stuff. And I've talked to frontline doctors, frontline attorneys. I got to meet with Tom Rentz over the weekend, who's filing numerous lawsuits over COVID issues. And so, you know, when you've got all this going on, now you got pilots dropping dead in the cockpit and having, I mean, who wants to fly? I mean, we've got so many things affecting the country. You've got to have the right components in office to be able to handle this. In addition to, it's not just the media that's constantly going to criticize, but even the media is having a problem with this douche of a press secretary we have out there, Shirley Temple wannabe, that comes in there and basically reads out of a notebook. It's like a scrapbook of brainless ideas from an administration whose leader has got the mental acuity of office furniture. I mean, but he's a puppet for bigger and better, and he's probably got Obama whispering in his ear. So, you know, if people say, is Trump any better? Yeah, it would have been better if they hadn't stolen the election like so many of us believe. But the thing is how would Ron or anyone else stop them from stealing it again in 24?
As a former state chairman, I don't think it comes down to the candidate at the top. I think it comes down to the party itself. Your job as a state chairman is to win elections. It's not to develop policy or get cozy with candidates. It's to win elections. We got beat in 2020, you know, one way or the other. Could have been, you know, election fraud. Certainly, I'm not ruling that out. I've seen enough of it myself. But you still have to run the election. I mean, I think we can't make the mistake of counting on winning on election day. We have to get the voters. We have to control what's going on. We can't let Democrats go into nursing homes and vote for people. There's a lot of things we can do as a party. The party has to step up, and the candidate has to be able to count on it. And right now, candidates across this country have had a real trouble counting on the party itself. We got to get better, Dave.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, if it's any consolation, the New York Post has just reported that DeSantis has taken the lead in the poll numbers over Trump, believe it or not. I guess he's going to have to come out and make a decision as to what he wants to do here, because the Post is reporting he's ahead in the polls. Steve House, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to have you back as this shift show continues here in America. Thank you so much for being with us. We're at the break. We'll be back with Senator Ted Harvey, also from Colorado. He's the chairman of the committee to defeat the president's super PAC, StopJoe.com. More politics on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
It's after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, March 27, 2023. Dave Krieger with you, welcoming you back to our final segment here on today's Power Hour. And, of course, Senator Ted Harvey has been on the show before. He heads up the SuperPacStopJoe.com. And, boy, there's all sorts of stuff going on out there that contributes to the tit-for-tat scenario. Senator Ted is going to talk to us about this, former senator from Colorado. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, no, we appreciate you because, see, we have to remain enlightened. And so, you know, the more information we have, the more we can make rational decisions, since we, the people, seem to be being treated as if we don't know any better. We can't wipe our own butts. We should have other people. We should elect people that can come in and be our surrogate nanny and operate a nanny state and tell us what to do and, you know, mind your manners and have this brain chip, you know, stuck in your head. You know, get the jab, you know, get the mRNA vaccine in you. You might risk dying. You might get COVID, but, you know, we know better than you do. So, you know, so you stopjoe.com. But in the meantime, you know, the New York Post just came out with a poll saying DeSantis is ahead of Trump in the polls. And I don't know, you know, Stop Joe is one thing. You know, the strength of the GOP, that's entirely another. And now we have articles out there about Cori Bush's wedding. I mean, have you been paying attention to this?
Not the wedding part, no.
No, what about the other part of the wedding? I mean, we got federal complaints now from two political groups about what?
Well, my PAC started a complaint against Cori Bush because she had a boyfriend that was she was paying to be a security guard, quote unquote, even though he didn't have a license to be a security guard in their state. And now he is not the boyfriend. He is her husband. And so what it appears is that she wasn't paying a security guard. She was paying out of campaign funds. She was washing the money through to her boyfriend for herself and himself that the campaign was getting through donations from her supporters, which is a complete violation of the campaign laws. And so we filed a FEC report to say that she needed to file that as using it for personal funds, and that the FEC needs to hold her accountable. And the FEC has since started an investigation into this to see exactly what was happening with these funds and hold her accountable. The Democrats are always out there running around saying that, you know, we need to be watching out for corruption and this and corruption and that and taking care of this, taking care of that. But then when it comes to their own personal behavior, they don't want anybody to hold them accountable. And the American people need to know what's going on, what kind of corruption is going on with the Democrats and the Democrat leaders. And this isn't the first time that we have seen this kind of behavior from Bush and her squad friends misusing campaign donations for their own personal use. And we're going to hold them accountable. Nobody else will. The mainstream media won't. The RNC won't. So we will.
Yeah, that's really sad that you got somebody that's, you know, like a Leon Spinks wannabe that got elected, that's got the mouth that she's got and sits in there and makes derogatory comments. I mean, I don't know, between her and Sheila Jackson Lee, man, I can't make up my mind who's more racist than the other. The bigger problem is when you get, you know, Latinas or Latinxes, they'd like to use that term because they're woke, like AOC wearing a tax the rich dress and all of the stuff that's going on with that. I mean, that she's part of the squad. Bush is part of the squad. The squad and their progressive instincts have seemed to draw more negative attention to themselves than anybody else in Congress, even though we have a lot of rhinos like Mitch McConnell out there that decides where all that Republican money should be spent in getting people elected or unelected, as it were, especially with Blake Masters in Arizona withholding funds. I mean, I don't see if, you know, any candidate that he doesn't agree with gets nominated to the primary, he literally could destroy their career. He's been in office too long. I mean, aren't there other people besides Bush and the squad that we can hold accountable for what they've done to this country?
Well, that is my goal. We are the committee to defeat the president, and that is to make sure that Joe Biden is a one-term president and that he doesn't have the ability to continue to push the radical leftist agenda that he and the squad have been pushing for the last 2 years. Our goal is to make sure that we take back the United States Senate and hold the House in 2024 as well. What the Democrats, what Joe Biden have been doing to destroy this country and destroy the entire political system that our founding fathers put together is criminal in my opinion, and we are raising the money, we're spending the money, we are attacking them on every avenue that we possibly can, and I think we will have a great chance. And I have my opinions on who the nominee should be, but we're not getting in the primary. But I think we have a great chance of doing just that, taking back the White House and taking back the Senate and holding the House.
Well, I've got a hypothetical here. With the Senate lopsided the way it is because Feinstein and Fetterslut are out. They're temporarily disabled. And apparently there's another senator out there that's not doing well. He's Mitch Fell. Makes me wonder how many drinks he had at that party in D.C. I got to wonder, they said, you can work from home. The bigger problem we have is why, since we have this majority in the House and what appears to be not a tiebreaker anymore in the Senate, given what's going on right now, why we couldn't impeach the entire cabinet and get rid of. They don't want to impeach Biden because then you got Harris to deal with, the buffoon in the White House who's all that about word salad. She's going to be running the country. Why don't we just get rid of the whole damn administration, the entire executive cabinet, and that would make McCarthy president? Why don't we do that? What's wrong with that hypothetical? I mean, don't tell me.
I like the way you're thinking.
You haven't thought about this.
I haven't. That's a good idea. Well, you know, there's certainly definitely some that have proven themselves to be unworthy of holding the office. The Secretary of Defense and the way we handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan, every one of them should have been fired for that. And yet every one of them still has a job. You look at Pete Buttigieg and what he is doing. You look at the border issue and the way it's been completely invaded by the cartel. And this administration is doing nothing to stop that. Yes, I could go down the list of people that need to be impeached for their traitorous ways that they are leading this country and destroying this country at the same time.
And see, this is why it's a three cup of coffee day for me, because, man, I'm really juiced up when you guys come on. We just had Steve House on with the ReadyForRon.com campaign surrogate. I don't know if you know Steve or not, but he was a former state chairman of the Colorado GOP from your neck of the woods.
I know him well.
So, I mean, I love it when you guys come on because, see, our callers, they get on the line. They get really pissed off listening to all this stuff in this conversation. That's why we're opening up the phone lines right now, 844-769-2944. This is your chance to chime in and voice your opinion. And I know they're probably all the same. They don't like the way this country has become. They don't like the way things have turned out. They don't like the rhinos in power and the fact that they are basically disrupting the GOP. Do you think that's going to, the people that look like they're rhinos, it means they're Democrat in nature and they're going to save Biden, which is why he hasn't been impeached yet. I'm just wondering, is there an issue going on within the mindset of the Committee to Defeat the President Super PAC that is sees a conflict with all of these rhinos out there and what they're doing to keep Biden in power?
Well, it's not just to keep Biden in power. It's to stop any conservatives from winning office. And that's always been the goal of the neocons of the Republican Party. They've always fought behind the scenes to make sure that Republicans lose the primaries, and if they win the primaries, then they don't put any money into their campaigns to help them get across the finish line. You brought up Blake Masters down in Arizona. That's a prime example, but that's a recent example. But this has been going on for decades, and Donald Trump came in and took out their leaders of their effort in 2016, and they are hell-bent to make sure that he doesn't get reelected again and start supporting America First candidates across the country. And I think that's why you see Donald Trump being attacked so hard right now. It's not necessarily the Democrats. It's the neocons and the Republican Party that are trying to bring him down.
Well, see, and like I said, the Post just reported DeSantis ahead in the polls. But see, the thing is Trump, as I said to Steve House, if Trump would have walked back all this junk on COVID, it might be a whole different story. This thing about, I got the booster. You know, it's like, oh, dude, seriously, come on. People are dropping dead of this stuff. The stuff is, it's the bioweapon, you know, and people don't want to admit it. People don't want to admit that this is an effort to depopulate the country, and everybody knows it. I just came from a whole room full of people whose loved ones were murdered by hospitals, especially Sarasota Memorial in Sarasota, Florida. You know, and I'm like, you know, this is not the first time I heard him say it, but I've heard over and over again, we heard from attorneys that are on the front line suing against COVID and suing administrations, attorneys that have literally put Fauci in the hot seat. I mean, this whole thing has turned into one big three-ring circus, and 220 million people that got the jab, their lives are at stake. Bob in Missouri, go ahead. You're on the phone with Ted Harvey, the senator of the StopJoe.com campaign. Go ahead.
Yeah, I, God, you're saying some great stuff. But anyway, No, I think we're in a situation that you got to remember your history. It seems like no one knows history. The old Marxist axiom is one step forward and two steps backwards. So I know Trump did a lot of good things, but that two steps backwards, and that's the COVID thing, that's something to be thinking about there because, hey, he is run by Israel. And we got to look at who can you not talk about? An old axiom from the past, from the French Revolution, is the way to determine who rules over you is who you cannot criticize. So I think that's the main theme that should be, who is it that you cannot criticize? That's who rules over you, okay? So that's the main thing we got to get to right there. But that aside, there was some great stuff in sports this weekend. The NCAA was totally fixed. You look at the Black Lives Matter and all the black symbols of power, and the same with the NFL. That's when people stop watching it. I saw a bunch of fixes in the in this NCAA tournament, but I saw something that was great in sports. I don't know if you guys are fans of the UFC, but there was a fight card on, and there's someone, his name of Holly Holmes. She used to be the champion. She knocked out Ronda Rousey with a head kick. She fought again this weekend. She was 41. At the end of her their interview, and she won the fight, and she said, I got a platform now. I'm going to say something. She said, everybody wants this government to stop sexualizing our kids. She said, stop sexualizing our kids. So that was the best thing I heard over the weekend, and that she would say something like that. Have you heard any politician say anything like that? No.
There you go.
Take a woman in the sport of UFC, and she was there, and she got a huge applause. So people are ready for something.
They are, Bob.
Platform, and she said, I have a platform. I'm going to say what I want. You looked at it. You watch what she said there. And that was the greatest thing I've seen in the last month is someone saying anything with any truth in it. Anyway.
Well, there you have it. I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for that. I did not watch it, but I'm glad you did, and you're reporting it into us right now. Senator Ted, what do you think about all this?
Well, I couldn't agree more. I did see the headline that's what she said, and the fact that the Democrat Party and the mainstream media is continually pushing the fact that we should be allowed to groom kids in kindergarten and all the way up. It's outrageous, and I think that is going to have a huge repercussions for the Democrat Party moving forward, because I believe there are a lot of free-thinking Democrats out there that have morals that are outraged and disgusted by what the radical leftists that have taken over the Democrat Party are pushing on our kids. And I think that they're going to be leaving the Democrat Party in droves over this one issue.
Well, you would think, and it's mostly the white women. We're understanding that's the base of voters with the Democratic Party is the white female. And I'm just like, look, when you can't even define, like Ketanji Brown Jackson says, you know, when asked what's the definition of a woman, she can't tell you. This country's in trouble. Brady in Las Vegas, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I think where I draw the line again is I'm seeing the commercials being run again. Come get your flu shot and your COVID shot all at one time for your kids as young as 6 months. That's putting four shots into a child that is not 1 year old. I'm fed up. I'm done with this. And for anybody in the political office has not called for an investigative meeting where you sit down with all the people and stop the jabs today. Enough of this nonsense. There's 20 million people dead worldwide. I don't know how many millions probably in this country that are going to die because of it. And each day I wake up and I see a line at the pharmacy to jab our kids. I'm done with it. God does not want this to happen.
I know this. He doesn't. And here's the thing, Brady. I was just told over the weekend at the Hull Hospital homicide event that I was emceeing in San Antonio. I was just told by several doctors, including Brian Artis, who's been on the show before, that they are now putting the mRNA in the flu vaccines as well. So, folks, I'm sorry. What Artis told that crowd, who literally gave him a standing ovation, was you can't take vaccines anymore, and you've got to stop. Now, I know that the Fifth Circuit just ruled the federal vaccine mandate had the brakes put on. But the problem is that they are going to try to inject this mRNA garbage into as many people as possible. It is a bioweapon. They're poisoning people. And I don't know. I appreciate your input on this, and I understand your frustration. Senator Ted, is there anybody in the Republican Party and the GOP that understands what's really going on here, is willing to step out and admit it?
Well, Well, I think you see that the committee hearings that Senator Johnson has been having on this for over probably a year and a half now, he's been a rock star and a hero bringing forward all of the doctors that have been coming forward for since the very beginning and saying that this is a dangerous product that has never been fully researched. We shouldn't be experimenting on anybody, much less our kids, when they have 0% chance of dying from COVID. It's outrageous that this administration is continuing to not only encourage it, but really to push it on kids under the age of 18 when they have no chance of dying. And I personally think it's child abuse for any parent to give this vaccine to their children. And you look at the countries all across the world that are outlawing it for anybody under the age of 18, our administration is pushing it on kids, and people need to be held accountable for it.
Well, the bigger problem I see is, you know, and we've talked about this before, here again, you have what could be constituting, there's two things. One, if this is patented and they inject it into a human being like Monsanto, who claims that their seed blew over into a farmer's field and they've infringed on their patent and now they own that farmer's land, what is to stop Moderna, Pfizer, and everybody else that's involved in this and saying, hey, this is a patented product, and everybody that's taken the jab, we own you. What's to stop this nonsense from coming into full fruition and all of this starting to happen? Now we're all slaves to the big pharma?
Not all of us. I haven't taken it. None of my family
haven't either.
Have taken it.
I haven't
think
even taken
a swab.
It's going
to be interesting to see as this experiment moves forward, who actually is harmed by it and who is not because they didn't take it. I think you're going to see people get outraged by the fact that they were lied to and forced to take this against their own will. I think it's going to get much worse for the pharmaceuticals before it gets better.
Well, I think basically what we're seeing here is this is nothing but a blatant case of assault on anybody that was mandated to take this jab. This is a real problem because, you know, you inject something into somebody like this by force, it does turn into assault in my book. Patrice in Ohio, you are on the phone with Senator Ted Harvey. Go ahead.
Well, everything's all a big sham, and Congress could be doing way more about everything. All we hear is, oh, this person should have gone to jail and that person, and nothing gets done about anything. So what about geoengineering and what goes on in our skies and all the airline pilots, you know, having heart attacks?
Yeah, they're not telling us about that. They're covering all that up. We know that. DeeVee's got this great article about it, and she hasn't flown since 2001, since that one airline pilot had a heart attack. It's like, look, if you fly the friendly skies, you're liable to end up, you know, nosedive into the ground. If anything goes wrong in the aircraft, which is why they have a pilot and a co-pilot. But the bigger problem I have is reading those reports, finding out, A, one, they covered it up, and two, the co-pilot got put on administrative leave because he got out of his seat to give the pilot CPR. I mean, what in the hell is going on with this administration? I agree with you 110%, Patrice. We have a know-nothing, do-nothing government, and people want to see change, and it's not happening. Senator Ted, what do you think about all this? I mean, that's a great assumption.
Well, I think that it's not just pilots. I think it's truck drivers. I think that it's doctors. I think there's a lot of people that could be putting the population at risk simply by the jobs that they have and taking the vaccine. This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better and before people start waking up and demanding answers from their government and holding people accountable. But I encourage everybody, that's what this next election about is, holding their politicians accountable for what they did to the American people.
Well, and see, the thing that I'm afraid of, Ted, is that this thing could get seriously violent. Because, see, people who are all alone that have lost a loved one to this, whether it's through hospital homicide, which this is what we covered over the weekend about all the hospitals are getting incentivized by the federal government to use these COVID protocols that Fauci and others put into place, and they're still doing it because attorneys like Tom Rentz, who I met, who was at this event that talked to the people, said they're still using these protocols on people that go into hospitals. And if you know somebody that is out there that is getting sick, that they think they may have COVID, that's the last place you want to put them, because they're going to institute the protocol and they're going to murder those people. And this is what all of these victims, families and victims got up and testified to, many of them in tears. Many of them couldn't even get their thought processes together. They were reading from scripts. This is how scary this was. And people actually got PTSD over this. And I'm afraid that if somebody gets PTSD to the extreme, they're going to take matters into their own hands and say, look, my congressman's not listening. I'm going to get my gun and go pay this guy a visit. And that's the last thing we want to see.
I couldn't agree more. That's why we need to hold people accountable politically in this next election. We in the United States, we hold our revolutions at the ballot box, and we need to do that in force in this next election cycle.
We appreciate that. Senator Ted Harvey, we're out of time for today, but thank you so much. God bless you for the work you're doing. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back tomorrow. God bless you. God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. You can do your part. Keep praying. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.